Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So, we're going back to the Eidos of the Chodesh, and being Mekabel that Eidos, so Chatzir Gedolah Hesu B'Yishlaim U'Beis Yazek Hesu Nikres. There was a big Chatzir in Yishlaim, it was called Beis Yazek. Well, the Shem called the Eidim Eskansim, U'Beis Din Bot Gino Sam Shem, and all the witnesses would gather there, and Beis Din would question them in Beis Yazek. U'Sudos Gedolah Sosalem B'Shvil Shir Regil Lavo, and they would make big parties for them, so that people would want to come to testify about the new moon, meaning to get to Yerushalayim, you'd have to travel pretty far. So very often, you'd have to leave the Tchum Shabbos as well. So if, normally the halacha is, if you leave the Tchum Shabbos, you have to stay where you are for the rest of the day. So what do we do about witnesses who came to testify about the new moon on Shabbos, and they left their Tchum Shabbos? So Barishon Alay Yezazim Yisham Kalayom. Originally, they would stay in that Beis Yazik Chotzer for the entire day, so that they could be they could properly observe the dinum of Tchumen. Hiskin Ram Gamliel Azakin Shumahalchen al Payim Amal Kol Ruach. However, Ram Gamliel Azakin made a takana that they should be considered like people who live in Beis Yazik in terms of their Tchum Shabbos, and therefore they're allowed to go 2,000 amos from Yerushalayim in every direction. Velo Elu Bulvar, not only did Ram Gamliel make this takana for people who came to testify about the new moon, Ela Af HaChachama Haba Aliyalid, he made a similar takana for a midwife who went to help a woman give birth, or someone who went outside of Tchum Shabbos to save people from a fire or from an army or from a river or from a collapsed building. The same takana was in place, that they're considered like the Anshei Ha'ir, and they get a new 2,000 amos in every direction from the city that they end up in, where they are, where they're helping people give birth or save their lives, etc. Mishnah Vav, Ketzad Boskin Es Eidim, how would they examine the Eidim? Zug Shabar Rishon Botkin Os Rishon. So the first pair of witnesses that came would be examined first. Machnisan Sagadol Shben Va'omlo. They would bring in the older of the two witnesses, separate from the second witness, and they would say to him, Emor, Ketzad Risa Salvana, please tell us, what did you see exactly? How did you see the moon? Was the moon turned toward the sun, or was it turned away from the sun? The moon reflects the light of the sun, so it's always the lit part of the moon is always obviously closer to the sun, and the unlit part is obviously always further from the sun. So obviously, if the witnesses said that the unlit part was closer to the sun, then you know that they're lying. We're just assuming they don't know anything about science, and therefore you might trip him up on such a question. So they'd say, did you see it lifnei acham litzvona or lidroma? Was the moon on the north side of the sky, or the moon on the south side of the sky? Around sunset, the moon is always above the western horizon, but it could be on the south side or the north side of the sky. The Beis Din was very familiar with the astronomical calculations, so they knew exactly where it was supposed to be and where it would have been. Kama hayagavoa, how high was the moon from the horizon? Ulayin hayanota, which way was the moon pointing? Was it pointing to the north, or was it pointing to the south? Vekama hayarachav, how wide was the crescent of the moon? So if the witness said that the moon's unlit part was toward the sun, then you know that he's a liar, everything is false, and you could throw him out. And then they would bring in the second witness, and they would start examining him. So if they were consistent with each other, there's no contradictions between them, so then their edus is accepted. The judges would then ask all the other pairs of witnesses about the main point of their testimony. And we're not getting into all these details. They would just say, tell us what you saw, some basics, and they wouldn't, start questioning them too much. Because the only reason they were even questioning the other witnesses at all, or even discussing with the other witnesses at all, is not because they needed the other witnesses, they just didn't want the other witnesses to go out all dejected and all depressed, because they wanted to make sure that these witnesses would come again in the future, and they wouldn't feel like, oh, I'm never needed anyway, and there's no point in me coming. So in order to make them feel like they got their money's worth, they would question all of the witnesses that had come, even if it was hundreds of different people that had come to say the testimony. So that's to review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hay, we said that they had a large chatzar in Yerushalayim called Beis Yazik, and that's where all the Edom would gather, and Bazin would question them in those chatzar, and they would serve meals. They would have catered meals there, and because they wanted to make it as pleasant as possible, so people would be interested in coming. We said that initially anyone who came from outside the Tchum wasn't really allowed to go beyond the Beis Yazik. That became their new it's just like anyone who goes outside of the Tchum is not allowed to go more than four amos. So they were bound by that chatzar. But Rabbi Gamliel Zaken then made a takana that they get 2,000 amos from that whole city, because he made a takana they should be considered like the residents of that city and not like residents of the city where they started Shabbos. And he made a similar takana for people who went on life-saving missions, or people who went to deliver babies and things like that. In Mishnah Vav, we said that the way they would question witnesses is they would first separate the pair of witnesses from each other. They would start by questioning the older of the two, and they would ask a whole bunch of questions about the moon. One of the questions they would ask is which side of the moon, the side toward the sun or the side away from the sun, was lit up. And that was an easy one, because if they got that one wrong, then you know they're a liar and you could just chuck them out of court. But they would ask him all these questions, and they would ask the other guy the same questions, and once they had valid edus, they knew they could be Mekadish the Chodesh. But Afal Pikein, they would question everybody who came, because they wanted everyone to feel that they got their money's worth in coming, and they wanted people to feel encouraged to want to come again. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayis, Zayin, and Ches.